Pause.
The Bahamas compensates hundreds of vendors out of business from this week's big Nassau fire. We are the Hurricanes. An expert says they may be around the corner. And the clock winds down on a divided United Nations conference on racism. I'm Bertram Niles, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The Bahamas government says it will compensate the hundreds displaced in the fire that swept Bay Street in central Nassau 2 days ago. The government of Prime Minister Hubert Ingram has announced a program of limited compensation for vendors following the destruction of the island's famous straw market. Meanwhile, a man who was arrested in connection with starting the fire may be facing multiple charges of arson. From Nassau, Jerome Sawyer sent this report.
Bahamian police are preparing to charge the man they say is responsible for setting fire to the straw market in downtown Nassau on Tuesday. Following an investigation of eyewitness reports and several leads, police caught up with the suspect around 10 o'clock Wednesday morning. Police say this is the man they have been looking for and hope to charge him by Friday. Eyewitnesses reported seeing a dreadlocked man pouring gasoline throughout the market just moments before the blaze erupted. According to Bahamian law, an arsonist charged and convicted can face a maximum of 20 years. In this case, police say that he may be facing more than just one count of arson. Well, in less than 48 hours, the government of the Bahamas has moved quickly